Okay, so let me make sure. So it sounds like I've got everything ready to go, set up. The only thing I'm going to do is just
now initiating Rich on Tech.
Go live for the show. Everything. That's awesome. I'm going to add more stuff as we go along. I'm going to add some, you know, some fun stuff. But right now, here, let's see. I can probably add some. Let me see if I can add some background music. Oh, okay. Let's see. Oh, that's so weird. Hang on. Quiet. Sorry. I'm hearing myself because I just lined it up on. Okay, let's see if you guys hear this. A little bed music while I'm doing this. Okay. Bear with me while I get this. Here we go. All right. Here goes the show. Let's make sure I've got everything there. Oh, you know what? I ended up putting this here last time because it was so much easier to see. So, okay. I got to move some of this. I'm still getting a new desk, all the stuff. I got some stuff to put back there. All right. Here we go. Ready? Here we go.
Now initiating Rich on Tech.
What is going on, folks? Hi there, and welcome to Rich on Tech Live. I'm Rich DeMuro, coming to you live from Los Angeles. This is the show where I answer your tech questions live. So you can call in with your questions. The phone number is 929-477-1680. 929-477-1680. Had a great show last week. I finally figured out my studio. I figured out the audio. I figured out pretty much everything I need to make this a great show. So I've got the podcast going, so you can now subscribe to the podcast via Google Play. You can subscribe via SoundCloud. And of course, you can subscribe on your iPhone through iTunes. So all you have to do is search. Right now, I think you have to search Rich DeMuro because that will work better on those things. Or you can go to richontech.tv/podcast, and that will give you the RSS feed that you can plug into pretty much any of your podcasting apps. So you can download the MP3, listen wherever you want, and that's it. So I've really made some, I told you guys I was going to make some headway on this show, and it's getting closer and closer to what I want. And what I want is just an hour each week to answer your tech questions. So that's really what I want to do. So I've got a cool giveaway today. I always like to do a giveaway. Today I'm going to give away a $50 gift card thanks to California Pizza Kitchen. So $50 gift card thanks to California Pizza Kitchen. I'll do the drawing towards the end of the show, which is in about 45 minutes or so from now, so close to 2 p.m. Pacific time. So if you want to enter for that, all you have to do is comment and comment on the show. And if you comment, you'll be entered to win. So there you go. And the comment question today is, what is the last gadget or tech accessory you bought and why? So you can tell me if you've purchased something that's your last gadget, what's your accessory and why. That's just an easy way to answer a question so you can get entered into the giveaway. Or you can tell me what your favorite food is at CBK. So, you know, I used to work there. It's one of my favorite places. Let's see, what was my favorite? One of my favorite pizzas when I was there was the garlic chicken pizza, which I really liked. I also like the Mupesa, which is mushroom pepper, sausage pizza, but I really just like the cheese pizza. We got like 50% off all of our food when I worked there. So I don't know what they do now, but that was pretty awesome. And it was great. I ate there like pretty much every night when I worked there. I loved working there. It was so much fun. All right, call in with your questions, 929-477-1680. So this is the time, if you've tuned in before, you can say hi to everyone. I'm going to say hi to everyone watching on Facebook Live. So if you want, let's do a little shout it out. So comment where you're watching from today, and I will give you a shout out on the show. So go ahead and just comment on Facebook Live with where you're tuning in from today, and I'll give you a little shout out. So it's going to take a second for you guys to get in, but while you're doing that, give you the phone number, 929-477-1680. We've got a couple people already on hold, so I will do the shout out while we wait for those folks to get in for the comments. So, all right, let's see here. You guys are still answering the gadget questions. So it's, let's see, we got, Kaysan. Oh, Kaysan is joining us again. What's up, Kaysan from, Pomona, California. We got Maria from Lancaster tuning in. Hello, Maria. We got Chuck from Alhambra. Chuck, what's going on? Ryan from Pismo Beach. We got Jim from, Aliso Viejo. We got Cynthia from Silmar. Woohoo! We got Corey from Irvine. We got Ruben from Garden Grove. We've got Blitzer. Is that how you say it? Blitzer. You guys can't talk back to me. So you can't. We got JJ from Chicago. We got Omar from Hemet. And we've got Ingrid from Corona. So what is up, folks? Welcome to the show. Very exciting. Jerry is from Kalamazoo, Michigan. And Yanira? Yanira is from Irvine. So we got so many cool people tuning in today to listen, and I am ready to answer your tech questions. So if you notice, I'm wearing something new on my wrist today. This is the Samsung Gear Fit 2. So this is a new wearable from them, and it's pretty cool. It's a cool-looking wearable. It's got a big, bright screen, and it measures all your stuff, your steps, your calories burned, and also the time. So I'm testing that out right now, and it's pretty cool. So, all right, one more hi from Upland. I missed that one. Whoops, sorry. But we got Riverside. So anyway, we got a lot of folks. Let's just get into our first caller from the 714 area code. 714, you're on with Rich.
Hi, Rich.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
This is Corey from Irvine.
Corey, how you doing? Did I just shout you out? I think I did.
Yes, you did.
All right, awesome.
I recently purchased the Amazon Echo. And I'm curious because I heard your report last night on the news about it learning new stuff. What else should I know about the Echo? Because my mom wants to get one.
Okay.
And I'm trying to help her out with that.
So Amazon Echo now has it can do like 1,000 different things. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a list of – I just got an email from Amazon about all the crazy things it can do. So let's see here. Uh-huh. It's got – Alexa has got over 1,000 third-party skills. So some of the things that you can do with it – oh, my gosh, there's so many. You've got Fitbit. You've got Domino's. You've got Kayak. You've got Smart Things. You've got Uber. You've got – let's see, what else do we have here? Is that what you're talking about, all these different things that you can ask it?
Yeah, because my uncle actually had one, and he was showing it off to her, and I actually got it, and I told her about it, and she's actually really interested about it because she said that it could do what I read that it could do weather, traffic, and I did Star Wars jokes with it. And,
yeah, I've got it's
my
pretty
husband
cool.
Thought that was really cool.
I have one on my. I don't have the Alexa, the Echo, but I do have Alexa on my TV. So I have Amazon Fire, and they've built a lot of, not everything, but they've built a lot of it into there. So I'll sit there and like ask it for jokes. My kid gets a kick out of asking it for jokes. So what's your question about it? What are you thinking about this? What do you want to know?
Is there anything that like. I know it does all kinds of stuff, but when it syncs up to like different devices and stuff like that, how safe is it?
You mean like Capital One? Like if you asked it like what my balance is on my credit card, that kind of stuff?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
I mean, you know, here's the deal. All of these, basically anything that connects to your accounts is pretty much using the same sort of authorization. So they usually use you know, the same encryption that they use to, like if you log in with something, a lot of times nowadays, you don't log in with your password on there. You kind of, let's say I wanted to connect something to Twitter. So I wouldn't log in with, I wouldn't give my Twitter password to Amazon. What happens is I use an OAuth for Amazon. So Amazon actually talks to Twitter on the back end and says, hey, are you okaying this transaction? And Twitter says yes, because this person already approved it on my end. So they're actually never passing that password through. Now, some of the banking sites don't work that way because you actually do log in with your password. But something like Amazon Alexa and Echo, it's a lot of times it's just passing the account information without actually sharing your password. So when I say that there's a general like safetiness to all of this stuff, that if we lost our live stream here. I got to get it back here.
No worries.
Let's try this again. Video. I should have closed out all my. I just closed out my apps. Okay. Hang on here. Let me get my live video again. This happens. We were having such a good show. We were having.
And
such
I broke
a
it.
Good,
I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh. No, you didn't. You didn't break it. No, you were doing you're doing great. Okay, let me put that back on. Okay, no, you're doing great. So you know, basically all of these things that you're talking about is there's always a level of there could be something that goes wrong, there could be a data breach, but the reality is you kind of just have to trust the technology that's there right now, and that's it. You know what I mean? So I wouldn't I personally wouldn't put in your passwords for things, and I wouldn't use the same password for everything. That's my advice. So, and looking at the different things that this is, there's only a handful of things that I'd be worried about with my password. I mean, you know, you're talking Domino's Pizza, Uber, you know, Spotify, these kind of things. I wouldn't worry too much. Just use unique passwords on all of those things, and I think you should be okay. But I will give you one caveat to all of this. So, you know that Google Home is coming out, right? So that's going to do a lot of these things as well. So if you're brother-in-law or whoever you said was thinking of buying one of these, just keep in mind that, you know, there is another one coming along that may be just as good, if not better. So just be careful on that and just wait. It's, they haven't given a date for that, but, you know, just something to keep in mind.
And your professional opinion would be the Google or would be the Amazon?
I don't know. Personally, I'm a big Google person, so I'd probably go with the Google one. I love Amazon, but they just don't have enough information about me that Google has. So like Google has my entire calendar and all of that good stuff. So when it comes to what I think is more useful, I think the Google will be more useful. Right now, Amazon Echo has a much better ecosystem. So it works with a ton of stuff. So that's the beauty of it right now. So
all right. Awesome. Thanks so much.
There
Rick.
You go. All right, Corey. Thanks. Sorry we broke the internet while you were on, but it seems like it's back. So
hey, you know what? It's the highlight of my day. So
it happens. It's the highlight of my day too. So that's two of us. All right. Thanks so much for joining me. Appreciate that, Corey. And we'll just get to the next phone call. I know we had a little issue with the live stream. Here's what happens. This stuff happens. It's live. It's new. It's totally different, and we're doing something here that is a little bit different from what normally happens online, because you could do Facebook Live, but who knows? The app just crashed on my phone, so what can I say? All right, again, you can win that $50 CBK gift card. Okay, now this does present an interesting quandary for the giveaway, because I need you to comment on the new video for it to actually count those votes. So that's going to be an interesting one. So, all right. So comment on this video. You have to comment on this one. So this is the video where you have to comment. So even if you commented on the old video, if you want to be entered, comment on the new video. So $50 CBK gift card. You can comment with your favorite item at CBK, barbecue chicken salad, chop salad, any of those things are going to be delicious. But you can also comment about the last gadget or tech accessory you bought, and that will count as well. So, all right, let's get to another phone call. I know you guys have been waiting for a while. We've got 760 on the phone. 760, you are on the phone. What's up?
Hi, Rich. It's Deanna.
Hi. Deanna.
Hi. Yes.
What's going
on? I have a question. My mom's iPad is not working, and I went on Google and tried to troubleshoot. I tried everything. I reset the router. I reset her iPad. Do you have any other suggestions?
So what happened? What's wrong with the
It won't connect to the internet at all.
It won't connect to the internet. Okay. Hang on. Let me just put this please tune into. Hang on. I got to write this up for the folks on Facebook Live.
Okay.
Okay. So it won't connect at all? I mean, how old is this thing?
It's one of the older ones, but she's had it like a couple of days ago. It was working fine.
She had it a couple of days ago.
I went and set my cell phone up to her router, and it works fine.
Okay, so you definitely have a Wi-Fi signal. You definitely – now, have you restarted the iPad, you said?
Yes.
And how did you restart it?
I turned it off and on. I renewed the lease. It said try that. I've tried everything it said online.
Okay. And I'm trying to figure out – I'm looking at your – let me look at my Wi-Fi settings on here because I know there's a let's see if there's a setting to reset.
On the iPad, it shows it's connected, but it won't go on any internet. Yeah. Because it has her, you know, her ID for her internet. It has that.
Okay. All right. Two things for you to do. So number one, have you tried forgetting? Have you gone in and forgotten all the other networks that you've saved on there? Okay. So you've done that. Have you gone to your general and then your reset and then reset network settings? Have you tried that?
Yes.
And that didn't work either.
No.
Interesting. Well,
I pulled my hair out.
It sounds, and have you brought it into Apple at all, or do you just call in?
Not yet.
It sounds like, I mean, it could be a couple, it could be that your Wi-Fi just sort of burnt out. I don't think that's the case. I mean, it seems odd that it's just not working, but it could be that your Wi-Fi, that it just literally burnt out overnight, but I don't think that's the problem. I think it's still working. I think something is keeping it from connecting. Have you installed any apps on there, like VPNs or anything?
No.
Interesting.
She does her online banking and stuff like that. We can't even get on Facebook. Nothing with internet will work.
Yeah. So, all right. Two things you can do. You can either do the nuclear version, which is just reset the entire thing. And have you installed like an update from Apple? Any updates? Is it up to date from Apple?
Well, would I be able to update it if there's no internet connection?
No, but did you – yeah, see, that's a problem. I mean, you could go through iTunes and do it that way. But here's what I would say. I would do a reset. A total reset, like factory reset, if you don't mind losing everything, if you don't feel like driving into the Apple store and dealing with that rigmarole right now. So you can try that. But here's the thing. By the time you do all that stuff, you may you may not like that, you know? So you may not get what you want out of that. So – I think you need to just bring it into the Apple store first and just see what they say, because they're going to look at it and figure it out pretty quickly.
Okay. That's what I figured. That was my next step.
But I would back it up before you do anything and just make sure that the whole thing's backed up into iCloud, or you can plug it into your computer through iTunes and back it up through there. But it's a strange problem. It seems like the Wi-Fi could just have gone out if it's an older model, but I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't seem
does
like
that
it
happen,
would, that would happen.
Is that a common thing?
It's not a common thing.
Happen?
No, I don't think so. I mean, it doesn't seem like that's what's going on. I think there's something that's just messed up in here. Maybe an update messed it up or something. So I would try bringing it into Apple and see what they say. But there you go, Deanna. All right. Good luck with that. Apologize if that happened. It's definitely unfortunate for that to happen. So not fun. All right. Phone number to call in, 929-477-1680, 929-477-1680. 1680. And, you know, I've been obsessed with this idea of making a photo book. So every month now, my new thing is I will create a photo book. So I'll sit there and go through the month. Like, you know, I put all my pictures into Google Photos and I will go through the month. Like last month, I just did May, and I will go through, pick out all the best pictures, download them, and then make a little book out of it. I don't have mine right here, but I've been trying out different ones. So last month I made it with chapbooks. This month I made it with chapbooks, but there's a new one that just came out called Free Prints Photo Book. And so Free Prints is a cool site because they give you a bunch of free prints. Basically their thing is they'll print it out for free, but then you pay for shipping and handling. So of course they're making money on the shipping and handling. It might be a little bit more expensive than normal, but that's the next one I'm going to try, because I just want something really simple. If you go on like Shutterfly or Snapfish, to print one of these photo books is like a ridiculous amount of money. Now, of course, they offer deals, but it's still super expensive. So even with the discounts, it still ends up being like $30. So chapbooks for me, the last 2 months has ended up being less than $20. And I'm talking for 100 and my last one was 136 pictures. So try that, see what happens. I think it's a fun way to, you know, when people come over to your house, especially if you have kids, they can just look at the pictures from the month before that you printed out that were the best. And it's just kind of a fun little interesting thing to do. So that's been what I'm up to. All right. We got a couple of folks. Let's see, while I'm waiting for you guys to call in, let's see. Yeah. Groovebook, as well. I know that one as well. That was a big Shark Tank one. So that one, they let you print 100 pictures each month for free. And I think Groovebook used to charge like $3 a month. I'm not sure, but now they're owned by Shutterfly. So that was a big success story. So Nancy asks, what was the other company? Not free prints, Chatbooks, Chatbooks. So Chatbooks is the other company. All right. We got a caller right away. So we got 626. You're on with Rich.
Hi, Rich. I need to replace my husband's laptop computer for business. So he uses it for word processing and presentations.
Okay.
What do you recommend?
So I like a couple of laptops. I mean, my favorite overall laptop is the Dell XPS 13 or 15. So you can check those out. Those are really, really nice laptops, and they have a variety of prices. If you're talking for business, the Lenovo laptops are really nice. So you can check those out. And also the HP makes some good laptops for business. So I really like the Envy line, but those are a little bit pricier on the Envy line. So, I mean, I think with business, it really comes down to Dell is probably going to be your best bet. So what does he have right now?
A Toshiba.
Okay, Toshiba. Yeah, I mean, Toshiba ruled for a long time with laptops. I don't really have much experience with them much anymore these days. So I think when it comes down to it, it depends really what he wants out of a laptop. So personally, two things, I have to use a Mac for work. So because I edit video and I do all this kind of stuff. So I love the MacBook, obviously, but there's two things that I like about what's going on. And I love this one you can see back here is the Microsoft Surface. And if I was your husband, that would be my first choice because I just love the idea that I get a laptop and a tablet into one. So I like this. It's perfect. If you said he's doing presentations, I don't know if he's traveling at all, but it's a great travel laptop as well, because you get the beauty of a tablet and a laptop and a all mixed into one. But the Dell is definitely the XPS 13 is a more, it's a dedicated laptop, and the keyboard is better because it's a dedicated laptop. That's what you give up with these two-in-ones a lot of times, is the keyboard is just not going to be as good or as full featured as a regular laptop. Does that make sense? Cause it's as a tablet laptop. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
Are you surprising him with this?
No, I think I'll have him go and pick it out, cause I want him to be able to mess with the keyboard.
Yeah. Now I'll give you another. Yeah, that's the most important part, is really a good keyboard. And I'll give you another little tip. So if you go, I know most people go to like Best Buy to purchase a laptop, but a little tip, if you go to the Microsoft store and purchase your laptop there, they actually don't have any crapware on it, which is kind of the extra software that a lot of these manufacturers put on your computer. They don't have any on their computers. They sell them, they call them signature. They sell them without any of that stuff on there. So it's a lot of the same laptops you can get at different stores. They're just cleaner, and which means they usually run better. You don't have to deal with all these pop-up windows and all these things that are trying to get you to download extra, antivirus software, all that kind of stuff. So that's just something to think about. If you're near a Microsoft store, definitely go in there and check that out. So hopefully that helps you out. All right. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate the calls. All right. Rich on Tech here, Rich DeMuro, with your podcast, Rich on Tech Live. So again, I know some of you are tuned in via Facebook. Thank you for tuning in there. But what I do is I record the show and then I put it out as a podcast. So you can now download the podcast, subscribe into iTunes. You can subscribe into Google Play, any of these different podcast apps. You can listen to the podcast, and in case you're away from your computer, you just want to hear what I say about all these different things. So that's a fun way. You can go to richontech.tv/podcast to grab the RSS feed. If you go on iTunes or Google Play Music, just search Rich DeMuro and you should be able to find it. I think it was supposed to be Rich on Tech, but I think they the name came up as Rich DeMuro. So also on the show, if you notice people are commenting about their favorite food at CBK, I'm giving away a $50 CBK gift card. I'll do that towards the end of the hour, so close to 2 p.m. So $50 gift card, all you have to do is comment about your favorite food at CBK, or you can comment about the last gadget or tech accessory you bought and why. So those are the tech questions. So again, the phone number to call in with your questions, 929-477-1680, area code 929-477-1680. And today, Instagram made it a little bit easier for you to post a picture from your iPhone. So, you know, if you ever try to go into the gallery on iPhone and you go to share a picture, you get a bunch of little, like, they call them extensions, like little places to share, like maybe Facebook, different things like that. So now Instagram is in there, but it, with the latest app update. But the problem is it's not just in there automatically. You actually have to activate it. So when you go, if you want to activate this new little extension, which makes it a lot easier to share Instagram pictures, just go into your gallery, choose a picture, click the share. And then inside there, you'll see if you swipe all the way over, you'll see something that says more. So once you put that, you click more, it'll give you the option to turn on all your little sharing options, and Instagram will be one of them. So turn it on. Next thing you know, you can share pictures through Instagram. And, you know, you can also use different apps to share to Instagram. So you can create like a picture and share it into Instagram. I know it sounds complicated. It's really not. It's very simple. And once you do that, you don't have to do it again. The only thing is, once you do it, for some reason, you can add a caption, but you can't do filters. So it's kind of like when you tweet from your iPhone. If you're not tweeting inside the Twitter app, you can basically just like, you get like a little box that lets you tweet. It's kind of like that. So there you go. All right. We've got the 323 area code on the phone. 323, you're on with Rich.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, this is Tam.
Pam. Pam or Tam?
Pam, P-A-M.
Pam, how you doing, Pam?
Fine. Hi, Ritz. I'm calling about the Facebook microphone that you posted yesterday.
Yes.
Okay. Well, when I did what it said to do, to go to the settings and the application and to Facebook, I wasn't able to do anything there.
So
the way
are you
it
talking
on how you? The way yep. you posted it, it didn't even look like that. I wasn't able to do anything with the permission to not to to record.
Okay, so what? Well, I'm guessing you're on an Android phone, right? Not
yes.
iOS. Okay, so you're on Android. Okay,
yes,
so that's fine.
Uh-huh.
No judgment. I'm just making sure I've got the right question and answer.
Okay.
So I think what's happening is you're probably on an older version of Android. So are you on the latest version, which is Marshmallow? What kind of phone do you have?
Oh, okay. I have a Samsung Note 4.
Okay, you have a Note 4. So on the Note 4, I'm not sure. Let's see if they've Samsung Note 4 Marshmallow. And what carrier are you on?
I have T-Mobile.
Okay, let's see. Have they done the software update for the let's see. Okay, so is there a software update for yours? I'm seeing people are
saying. To be honest with you, I haven't checked.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't look like there's the Marshmallow update. So basically, Marshmallow gives you those granular approvals over your permissions in Android. And if you have the version right before it, which, you know, a lot of the phones do because of the way Android is, it doesn't let you do that. So unfortunately, there's not really a way for you to turn off that microphone access on your device. So a lot of these devices are getting the upgrade to Marshmallow. And the way Marshmallow works, you know, you saw my post where it has all those different things. So the way Android works right now in older versions is that when you download an app, basically anything that it requested. So when you first download that app, it gives you a little box of everything that app wants to be able to control on your phone, whether it's the dialer, whether it's the Bluetooth, whether it's the Wi-Fi, whether it's your contacts access. So after a while, Google got kind of smart when they saw that flashlight apps were asking for access to your GPS. So they'd be like, wait a second, why does a flashlight app need access to your GPS? So they got very smart in the next version of Android, which is Marshmallow, the current version. And they said, you know what? Number one, we're not going to give these apps just carte blanche access to everything on your phone. We're going to make them ask every time you do something for that first time if you want to do that. So you can't trick people. Get it? So that's what's happening with the new version, is that they give you all, number one, they give you the option. So like, let's say I download Facebook Messenger and I never share my location on Facebook Messenger. Well, it'll never ask me for permission to share my location. But the second I go to share a map with my friend, it's going to say, hey, are you okay with giving access to your GPS? And I'm going to say yes. But as a person that's using the phone, and especially a person that's not necessarily, you know, a major tech person, a nerd, they're going to be like, wait a second, why do I need to give access to my location? Oh, okay, I guess so, because I'm sharing my location. That makes sense. But on a flashlight app, when it asks you to download it, and it says, hey, we want access to all this stuff on your phone, sometimes you're just like, oh, okay, I guess so, when you don't really know how they're going to use that. So my point is, long answer, but short of the matter is, it's a lot more secure the way they do it now. So your phone, you just basically have to wait for a software update. That may or may not come, because it takes a while with Android. They just do software updates way different than iOS does. So it may take a little bit longer for you to have that. So I think you're okay. We proved in the story that you're going to be okay. They're not secretly accessing your microphone anyway. So I know people like to have that security of turning it off, but I think you'll be okay. So does that help?
Right. Okay. Yeah, that helped a lot. It didn't matter to me. I was just, wanting to know.
You just wanted to know. Yeah. Why does mine look different? There's so many, the thing about Android, there's so many different versions of it that it's so tough to do anything when I talk about Android. It's so different. It's so tough for me to like explain every single one, because there's so many different models and they all have a different software. Whereas iPhone literally like one piece of software for everyone.
That helped me real fast, I'll tell you. When I read that article the other day, just this weekend, I was watching a movie or a program, and then I usually put on closed caption because it's in English, from England. And so I was looking up a word, and as soon as I typed it in Google, it came up, and I was like, oh my God, is somebody taping me? But then when you had said that about Facebook, yeah, I guess they do. When you go on to Google right away, the microphone's on to see if they could hear the background. But yeah, I was a little paranoid for maybe a moment, but then I have nothing to hide. So
I know it's funny. As we get more of these voice assistants, I mean, my phone, anytime I say, okay, Google, it comes to life. There it goes in the background. if you have an iPhone, if you say, hey, Siri, they come to life. So, I mean, if you have on, you say, hey, Alexa. I mean, there's so many different things that are, activating these voice assistants. So they have to be listening so that they can do that. So anyway, all right, Pam, thanks so much for joining me. I appreciate the call, and have a good day. All right. Area code 929-477-1680. Well, the show started out pretty smooth. I will say the show started out pretty smooth, but then we lost our live stream. Some of you were saying that the live stream is breaking up on Facebook Live. I can't control that. I don't know what to say. I've got my phone. I don't think anything else is running on it, but maybe that's what happens when I run other programs in the background. It kind of slows down things. So we do have the phone line open, and I'm going to let a couple of you call in. So again, 929-477-1680. Oh man, my phone is really going crazy back there. So let me just, before I get to your phone call, let me just take a question from Facebook, or actually this was an email question. So, and while you guys are commenting, there's a giveaway for a $50 CPK gift card. I'm going to do that just before 2 p.m. So if you just comment on this with your favorite CPK dish or the gadget that you've purchased, your last gadget that you bought and why, what you like or hate about it, you can be entered in to do that. So Alex writes on email. He says, I'm looking for the best charger case for my iPhone 6 Plus. Which one do you recommend for a longer battery life and protection? So my recommendation, there's so many cases and chargers for the iPhone 6 Plus. So the iPhone 6 Plus is a giant phone to begin with. So putting on one of these charger cases is definitely going to make it bigger. But the case that I love the most, which I think they really pioneered the extra battery case. It's a company called Mophie. So if you go to Mophie.com and look for iPhone 6 Plus, you'll see there, they call them the juice pack. They have a bunch of them now, but the juice pack is probably the best one. I mean, it's been around the longest. They sort of invented the genre of these battery packs. They're the smoothest. They snap on really easily. So they have a wireless one that goes for $130. Their original juice pack is $100. Then they have a waterproof one, which is $130. And then they have one that adds extra space to your phone for $150. So Mophie is going to be a good one. Now there's other ones. There's a million of them out there. I find that, you know, a lot of times you get what you pay for. I know Mophie is a little bit more expensive, but the reality is you're going to get a better quality device. Some of these cheap knockoffs that I've gotten off of Amazon that are, you know, they look like the real thing, but they're not. The battery is just not going to last as long. You're not going to get as much of a charge out of it. So just keep that in mind, but there you go. All right. We've got someone calling in from 216. I don't know where 216 is. Is that Texas? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You're on with Rich. Who am I speaking with?
This is Bill.
Bill, how you doing?
Okay. My computer fried out, and I'm getting another one in. Is there a way to transfer Office from the old hard drive to my new computer?
So you mean like Office, like the program?
Yes.
Okay. Can you just turn down your computer behind you so we can hear you better? Okay. So I'm taking it that you don't have, it's an older version of the program. You lost the disks or the install information?
The new version that you buy online.
Oh, okay. You buy online. Okay. You shouldn't have any problem. Did you create a login when you did that?
Yes.
Okay, so Microsoft Office,
will they let me download it again?
Absolutely. Absolutely download it again. So there's a couple things you can do. So when you go into your account, so basically Microsoft Office, there's a couple ways you could buy it now. I think the main way is a monthly fee. So what is there like a, I think it's like
no,
$6
a month. By the year.
You're paying by the year.
By the year. Yeah.
But if you're paying by the year, you actually get a lot of benefits from that. You get, I think they give you up to 5 downloads, like install. So you can have 5 different computers running this at the same time, as far as I know. And you also get 1 terabyte of data from OneDrive, which is Microsoft's like kind of Dropbox. So you go into your account and it'll say install. So I can log into mine right now. Let me see Office. Let me just log into. So if I log into Microsoft, usually it shows you a list of all the computers that you have it installed on, and it'll say, do you want to re-download this? And you can also deauthorize the computers that you don't want it on. So if your old computer, when you get rid of that computer, you can just go into your account and deauthorize that computer. And I wonder why my password's not working. Let's see. Rich DeMuro. Okay. That's really strange. Oh, there we go. Okay. So, when you log in, let's see. So you just go to, I'm looking at my services and subscriptions. So Office 365, let's see, do I still have it? Oh, mine expired. Let's see. Renews on 5. Oh, it just expired. So Office 365, if you look in there, you'll see a listing for it, and it'll give you, right now it's trying to get me to resubscribe. So anyway,
It'll let me download on my computer and then a tablet. It gives me 3 downloads.
Yep. So there you go. There you have it. So, and then just go ahead and if you're not going to use that other computer, deauthorize it. And then next thing you know, you'll be able to download it again. Because if you don't deauthorize that installation, what happens is you'll just basically lose one install. But you don't need it necessarily unless you have, unless you go over your limit. But yeah, you can definitely do that.
That's
Microsoft's
great.
gotten a lot better. I know, it's fantastic. So I'm happy to help you out. And where are you calling in from, Bill?
Yeah, we watch Stowe, Ohio. We watch you on Channel 8.
Fox 8. Fox 8 with Stephanie and Gabe in the afternoon.
That's
so awesome.
Yeah.
You get me on my last live shot of the day. So I hope I don't look so tired.
You look great. Thank you so much.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for calling, Bill. I appreciate it. And so there you have it. So, you know, things that you pay for, you do get a value out of them with the new the cool thing about all this stuff, it used to be when you had a piece of software, you got like a little code for it. And if you lost that code, you're basically out of luck unless you emailed or called the company and asked them for a new one. Nowadays, with all this stuff online, it's pretty easy to track And I noticed like all the programs that I download and stuff like that, I can easily re-download and just put in my activation code and it will work. So John asks, how do you remember all these people's names from other cities that I do the news on? Well, I mean, I work with them every day. So I do live shots. If you're watching me in KTLA in Los Angeles, you know, of course I work with those guys every day, but I also work on 25 other stations that I do live hits with every day. So of course I can tell you the anchors' names in all those places because they change, you know, every once in a while, but no, they're all there. All right. Jonathan asks if I'm ready for WWDC. So WWDC is Apple's big event happening on Monday. So yes, I will be there. Can't wait. It's going to be very exciting. So it's interesting because Apple's, you know, I just went to Google I.O., which is their software developers conference. Now Apple's having their WWDC, which is Worldwide Developers Conference. And it's one of those things where you never know what's going to happen. It could be really interesting. It could be totally lame. But you kind of want to be there just to see what's going to happen. A lot of times they will show you what the next version of iOS is going to be like. So you'll see kind of like what iOS 10 is going to be like. And they'll show you a couple little cool features. And then you'll get to use those features when the phone actually comes out later in the year or when the software comes out later in the year. Usually it coincides with the new phone. So, okay, let's get to another phone call here. This is looks like you're on Skype or some kind of voice over IP. You're on with Rich. Hello?
Hello?
Going once. Hi, you're on with Rich.
Is it me?
Yes, it's you. What's going on? Welcome.
No, I'm not on Skype. I'm on my phone, my car.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It came up all
okay,
once.
Really? Well, that's weird. My name is Gigi. And
Gigi.
I have a question about my audio on my in my car on the Google Maps. I lost it.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Hang on. Getting a text from my sister. Hold on 1 second.
Okay. Family comes first.
Yeah, family first always, right? Okay, so yeah. All right, so here's the thing. You lost your audio connection from Google Maps to your Bluetooth. Is that what you said?
Correct.
And are you using iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, iPhone. So there is a setting inside the map settings, and sometimes when they update the Maps program, they change things, they tweak things. So I really like when my iPhone sort of, I call it breaks into my radio. So like when I'm using Google Maps, it'll broadcast the Bluetooth like kind of directions through my radio, no matter what I'm doing, right? Is that what you're talking about? That's what you want?
Yeah, I hope. Yeah, I'm hoping that, but I don't get any audio.
You're not getting any audio, like anything, like
no,
from the Maps or from your whole phone?
No, from just the Maps. I'm hearing you right now.
Okay, got it. So what you need to do is just go to settings on Maps, and you will see there is a Bluetooth setting. So when you go in there, it'll say like, route audio over Bluetooth. I forget what the exact wording is, but there's a little setting you can toggle on and off. And when you put that on, it'll put that audio through. Now, there's another thing you could have done. You could have hit the screen and turned off all your notifications. So there's another little button they added on the map screen. And this is probably the first place I'd look. So if you go on your Maps, hang on, let me, I can't, cause I'm not navigating right now. So I can't show you, but
let me go there.
If you look at your Maps, it's only when you're navigating though. So when you're navigating, if you look in the upper right-hand corner of your screen, there's a little tiny, it looks like a circle. And if you click that circle, there's three options. There's one that says, always give me audio directions. Then there's one with an exclamation point, which means only give me directions when there's like a problem, an accident, a slowdown. And then there's one more toggle that gives you mute. And that doesn't give you anything. My thought is that I think you might have pressed that button by accident and you're on mute. And that's what's happening right now. So
I'm not audio. I'm not.
So what you have to,
yeah.
So just, you don't even have to be just navigate to a location and look for it in the right-hand corner of your screen. You'll see, it's like a little circle and you'll see that. And that's, I think is what's happening. I think that's what you, what you did.
With the exclamation point in it.
Yes. Do you see that?
Okay. Yes, I do. But I brought that up and it just says high traffic, 3D maps. Drop a pin, report issues. That's it. Are there other things in there?
Are you on Google Maps or Apple Maps?
I'm on Google Maps, I believe.
Okay,
that's from the phone.
Okay, that sounds like Google. That sounds like Apple Maps. So I think that's a different.
Oh, okay.
That's a different beast. That's a whole different beast.
Maybe
we're talking about.
Okay, then that's an Apple Map.
Okay, so Apple Maps, I don't know about that one because I don't know I don't know what the option is, but I would go into your settings and there's got to be a Bluetooth option that maybe you turned off by accident. I know the icons on the two map programs look very similar. My father-in-law was using what he thought was Google Maps and it took us on two different routes. And I said, "Are you sure you're using Google Maps?" And he's like, "Oh no, wait, it's Apple Maps." So
I went into the settings.
Mm-hmm.
And I came to the Bluetooth, and it came
yep.
to my car, and it says connected. There is a little circle with the icon, and then show notification, connections. That's it.
Now the only other thing about this is that sometimes these audio cues only work when you're on a certain setting on your radio. Have you changed any like inputs? Are you listening to like a different, you know, like XM versus? What's that?
Are you there?
Yeah, I hear you. I think you're. Okay, I think we lost her. I think she was in her Bluetooth settings and something went on. I think we got rerouted into her maps program anyway. Okay, so you got to look in your settings and see if you change anything or maybe an app update change your Bluetooth settings. I know it's a little tricky sometimes. All right, I'm gonna take one more call and then I'll do the giveaway for the CBK gift card. So if you want to be entered for the $50, I call a CBK California Pizza Kitchen gift card. You can just comment with what you love to eat at CPK, or you can comment with the last device that you bought and what you love and or hate about it. All right, we're going to take an area code 619 phone call, and I do believe that is San Diego. You're on with Rich.
You're right, Rich. Down here with Raul and Shali.
And getting to know my area codes very well. So.
Yeah. Okay, is your show going to be a weekly show?
I am trying to do this weekly, yes. I've gotten it to the point. Look, I feel like every week. By the way, what's your name?
John.
John. Okay. I feel like
you answered one of my questions off Facebook earlier.
Okay, I did. Awesome. Wait, was that? Let's see. Were you the Mophie guy?
No, not Mophie.
Nope. Oh, that was Alex. Sorry.
Oh, I said, how do you remember all the people's names like Kyle the Cleveland and?
Yeah. Well, I know Raul and Shally. I mean, come on. I'm on with them for 5 years now. It's funny because a lot of the anchors do change, but sometimes. Anyway, a lot of them stay the same, but I have a list of all of them. When I first started, it was, I had to learn all of them. But anyway, but yes, I'm trying to do this weekly. And so I feel like every week I learn a little bit of something. Like this week, I would have never thought about my Facebook Live app crashing. And that kind of screwed up the whole, thing.
You got back
so
on fast, so
I know, but then people had to like find it. And it's like, it doesn't really, I never thought about that because here it is. All these people were tuned in. And then all of a sudden it's like, you have to reload and go back.
You're a popular guy. So are you going to be able to tell us what day it is? I'd rather watch you live here on Facebook than I don't do podcasts. I don't really know how to do them. So, I'd rather listen to you live and watch you live and type little things to as you're going,
I know,
going by. But actually, my question was,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead.
Can my iPad be hacked?
Can your iPad be hacked?
Can a geek hack my iPad?
Yeah, I mean, a hacker can probably get into almost anything. So nothing, and that's kind of a basic IT premise that anything is able to, there's nothing 100% secure in this world. But the reality is with your iPad, it's pretty secure. It depends what you're doing. But I mean, if you're connecting to a pretty typical Wi-Fi network at home or at work, As long as you're not connecting to random Wi-Fi networks that are unsecured and you don't really know, like if you're at Starbucks, it's probably going to be fine. But there's always a chance. There's always a chance that something
could
be
hacked.
But
if I'm at home 100% of the time, I never take my iPad out. So I was always under the impression that I don't think anybody can hack my iPad. It's like I'm just going off my Wi-Fi, my modem.
Yeah, you're going to be just fine. Believe me, it's not going to be. Here's how people get hacked 99% of the time, and we have Ryan commenting that if Zuckerberg can be hacked, anyone can. I'm sure you heard the story about Mark Zuckerberg. But here's the thing: 99% of the time when people get hacked, it's not some crazy, you know, neighbor that lives nearby that's trying to get into your network. It's literally like you just have a bad password. And people are sitting there just trying 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And you know what I mean? Or you just leave a door open and someone walks in. So, you know, it's kind of like if your house is locked, like most of the time, it's probably going to be fine, you know? So I think you're going to be okay, especially if you're on your home Wi-Fi. Is your home Wi-Fi, I assume, has a password that's protected on it?
Definitely.
Yeah. So I think you're going to be okay. I wouldn't worry too much, especially if you're not taking this iPad out of your home network. I think you're going to be just fine, John. And I think that you're going to enjoy watching this. I know you want to have everyone wants me to nail down a time and a date for the show. The problem is with my TV schedule and the way I do stories every day, I just never know. Like literally I got done with work today at 11, 12 o'clock. And I said, oh my gosh, I can do my show today because for the rest of the week, I'm totally busy in the afternoons. So it's literally like a case by case basis. And I'm trying to figure out maybe if I'll do a mailing list or a text list where I can text everyone and then they'll get a notification.
Yeah.
That might work. But I don't want to annoy people. You know, like I don't want you, but it's only going to be once a week. So it really wouldn't, you know, if you buy a text from me once a week, then, you know, you're probably not wanting to watch anyway. So I guess that makes sense. So I'll look for that.
You can text me every day. I'd probably question you every day about something. Hey, what do I do about this? Hey, what do I do?
Well, then call back in when you have another question, John. I appreciate it. We've got some repeat callers already, so it's fun. All right, thanks for joining me today, and I will see you next time on Fox 5 San Diego. Appreciate it. Sorry, I was a little quick on the trigger there. Sorry, John. Okay, so you guys want to do a little giveaway? Why don't we do a giveaway? So why don't we do a Facebook – okay, so basically, let me find my – so the giveaway, again, is a $50 California Pizza Kitchen gift card. So if you love K as much as I do, I'm sure you will love that. So let's see here. What I'm going to do is you can get your last comments in before I go to the page where I do my gift card giveaway. So all I do is I take all the comments. I have a program, and I'll – oh, okay, hang on. Okay, so I have a program, and I'll tell you what that program is because I need to navigate to it right now. It's called WooBox, WOOBOX, and this is cool if you're a, if you're running a website, you're running a promotion. This is all free. I mean, I've never been charged, and basically what it does is it's really cool. You sign in with it, and it just looks at all the comments. It's all computerized, and you can do – I mean, you can do so much stuff. I mean, I'm looking at this stuff. There's coupons, there's sweepstakes, there's Pinterest, there's instant win, there's photo contests, video contests, hashtag contests, which I got to try. But the only one I do is I just go to posts and it shows me a list of all my posts on Facebook. And if you did the first one, if you commented on the first one, like Letty said, you got to comment on this one. So I'm going to give you guys 5 minutes to comment. But we've got, you know what? Here's what I'm gonna do. Because you guys commented on the first one, and because we had the crash, and you commented on the second one, I didn't realize how many comments are. So there's 529 comments on the first, 442 on the second. You know what? I'm gonna do two gift cards. I'm gonna do one for $50 on the first one. I'm gonna split it up. You're just gonna get 25. Just kidding. I'll eat it. I'll do 50 for the first group of people, and I'll do 50 for the second group of people. That way, it's fair because you know we had the crash. I don't know what happened there, and I don't want the first group of people, if they left, to lose out. So here we go for the first giveaway, $50 gift card to CPK. Picking a winner, users can enter by comment, one comment, and here we go. Ready? So let's see here. Let me make sure we've got one winner. Okay. So we've got one winner, and let me pick the other winner. So we've got one winner. And I'm going to announce both at the same time. So this contest just cost me $50 because CPK only gave me one $50 gift card. But you know what? That's okay. I don't mind. It's fine. I want to be a man of my word. And I know some of you guys entered on the first one. So I want to make it fair. And that's the way we do it. So look at that. You guys, Facebook's crash is your benefit. So users can enter by commenting. Only one. Here we go. So I'm picking another winner. And okay, so we've got that. Okay. So we've got one winner here. And okay, cool. So I think I've got the two winners. One, two. Okay. And I'm just verifying that the winners are here. And okay, ready? So let me do my famous drum roll, please. Here we go. Drum roll, please, for the winner. Okay, the first winner of a $50 CPK gift card is MJ Fortaleza Cananea. So there you go. I probably totally butchered her name, but congratulations. She works at, let's see here, studies, lives in Woodland Hills, California. Woodland Hills, California. MJ, congratulations. So congratulations to you. That's awesome. And the second winner. You ready for the second winner? Here we go. We might as well do a second drum roll because I love doing drum rolls. Here we go. Roxanne Holloway from Malibu, California. Roxanne Holloway from Malibu, California. So congratulations. That's very exciting. You guys both won, MJ and Roxanne. So I will be in touch on Facebook to get you your information, and I will get you your gift card. So I'm going to have to buy one of them. So one of them is going to take a little bit longer. Maybe I'll just beg CBK to give me two. Maybe they're cool. CBK is a cool company. So maybe they'll give me two. Okay. Let's do one more question before we go, and then I'll wrap up the show and got to go play with my kid. Okay. Here we go. 626. You're on with Rich.
Good afternoon, Rich. This is Bruce.
Bruce, how you doing?
Very good. I got good. Kind of an odd question for you. I've just set up my first ever home network, and I'm in the process of setting up a NAS and possibly also a dedicated backup drive. What I was thinking is purchasing a 2-bay NAS and only installing one drive in it to begin with to save a little bit of money. I'm not totally convinced on the necessity of a mirror drive for just a simple home network. But what's your thoughts on that? Will there be any problems of it actually working with only one drive in the NAS?
No, not at all. I have a NAS from Synology, so that's the one I use, and I only have one drive in there. And so I know, Bruce has kind of complicated, but basically what Bruce is talking about is setting up your own little server inside your house, which, a lot of people back up to Dropbox or they back up to, Google Drive. This is basically like it's kind of like a computer hard drive, but without the computer. So all your computers that are on the network can talk to this drive and store information on it. Is that a pretty good estimation, Bruce, of what you're trying to do?
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I want to have mostly, I live alone, so it's no other sources. I've got like three or four different devices myself, but I'd like to access my own humongous photo and video library from other places in the world.
Right, exactly. So a lot of people, they set up a NAS, and then they dump all their photos and videos on there. And next thing you know, you can, like you said, you can access them in your house. You can access them out of your house. I have mine set up just exactly that way where you can, I put all my stuff on there and I only have one drive. And the reason, now here's the thing. So I do think that if you're going to set up a proper NAS and you're going to put all your stuff on there, and if this is the only place you're storing it, I think you should go with two drives because you don't want to lose your stuff. If your hard drive crashes, which it very well can, you will lose everything, and I don't want to see that.
Right.
I don't want to see that happen to you. So.
And what I was thinking is, eventually, as soon as I can, which might only be a few months, is adding a backup plugged into the NAS through a USB 3.0, and then back up both the NAS and my desktop computer all on one larger drive.
Yeah. I would say that's fine. And I think it's great. I mean, I have my NAS set up. It's been now the way I do it with Synology is I actually back mine up to the cloud. Sorry, I'm getting the close information here. I don't have to worry about that. It's just going to keep bugging me though. But the way I have mine set up is mine is all mirrored to Google Drive. So that's how I do it. So my second backup is on Google Drive and my primary is on the NAS drive. So I think there's a million ways to set it up, but as long as you have your drive, you've got the backup drive on there. It's a fun way. It's a fun thing to have. It's just fun to have all of your stuff in one place and know that it's just living there forever. So I would check out the brand that I have too, Synology. They make some really good stuff, and you know, that drives are so cheap nowadays. So you can start with one, you can add another, you can add an external. I mean, there's so many ways you can do this. So I think that you're going to enjoy having it. I would really, the only thing I would say is if you are looking at setting one of these things up, the apps that it has, like if you want to use your iPhone to access it, or if you want to use proprietary apps, I would check to see, to make sure that the company that you're buying it from has some good apps as well. Synology has apps. They work on Android and iOS, so that's kind of cool. So that would
really and what I've been leaning towards right now is probably the WD, either my Cloud Mirror or the EX2.
I'm not totally familiar with all of those, but you're talking for the external drive, are you saying?
For the NAS, yeah.
Oh, for the NAS, okay.
And with the WD Red drives.
Yeah, that's the one I have, is the Western Digital Red. So, I mean, simple. You throw it in there, it's great. It's going to be fun. So I hope you're excited to set that up. I was super excited to set mine up. So I would say
it's totally new territory for me. So I'm having fun.
It's great. And you just throw everything in there. I mean, there's so many ways you can do it, but at the end of the day, everything's in there and it's all set up. I actually need to go through and organize mine because it's kind of gotten a little bit like all over the place. I have a lot of duplicates because I saved like every backup I had. So I put all my backups like in a backup folder on the backup. So I'm like, you know, because I just can't, since the storage is so cheap and so easy, it's like, why not just have it, you know?
Exactly. I've got the same problem. I've got, you know, and I'm trying to figure out what is really a backup, and does Drive 3 have all the stuff that Drive 2 has, or just sorting it out is becoming a problem.
Yeah, there's a program for Mac called Gemini, which is pretty cool. They just came out with a new one, which is really good for finding duplicate files. And if you check that out, if you're running
Windows.
You're on Windows. Yeah, I don't know a similar one on Windows, but that one, yeah, that's the one I use. That's really cool, especially for pictures and stuff. So, all right, Bruce, I got to run, but thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate it. And when you're all set up, let me know how that is. Okay. All right.
Okay, will do.
All right, that's going to do it for this show. Another one in the can. I think it was pretty successful. Just want to say congratulations to our winners one more time. $50 gift card. That is MJ and Roxanne. Thanks so much for commenting and talking. So many of you guys shared in the comments what your favorite food is at CBK. You are making me very hungry, although I just ate. And I will do this again. So next week is going to be a very busy week because we have WWDC from Apple. We also have E3, which is happening in Los Angeles. So we've got a lot going on, but I will be back. And of course, you can listen to this audio once I clean it all up. I'll put it as the podcast. So just go to richontech.tv/podcast and you can subscribe and listen anytime. So if you want to learn something about tech and you don't feel like tuning into the live shot or the live show, you can do that as well. So again, find me online, Rich on Tech on Facebook. You know where that is. Twitter.com/RichDemuro. Instagram, Rich_on_tech. Thanks to Blog Talk Radio for helping me take these phone calls. I love that. And thanks to you for hanging out with me on this day. So it's been great. All right. I'm Rich DeMuro. Get yourself all synced up. I will see you next time. Later.
You're listening to Rich on Tech.
All right, folks, on the live stream, thanks so much. I know that there's just a couple of you left, but it was fun. I'm learning every time I do this. It will continue to get better. And for me, it's just fun to do, and hopefully I help you guys out. So enjoy. Hope I didn't waste too much of your day hanging out on Facebook, but that's the beauty of it. You can just watch on your phone or your computer or whatever. So anyway, thanks to all of you tuning in. I will see you all later. Bye-bye. comments are so distracting. I don't know what to do about that.